maybe my reputation remains intact. I'm Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom. I call this meeting of the State Lands Commission to order. Ms. Lucchese, as this is a telephone conference meeting, will you please call the roll of the commissioners in attendance?
Yes. Lieutenant Governor?
Here.
Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Commissioner Ortega?
Here.
Great. And Mr. Chairman, since we're doing a teleconference today, before each individual speaks, please identify yourself for the court reporter so that he can be accurate in his transcription. And I'd also like to identify the members of the staff of the commission and the Attorney General's office present for the record on this telephonic meeting. In Sacramento with the Lieutenant Governor, Executive Officer Jennifer Lucchese, and Deputy Attorney General Joe Rasconi.
San Francisco.
I've been doing that all morning. I'm sorry. In the Sacramento location at the State Lands Commission office with Deputy Controller Ann Baker and Deputy Director for Finance, Irena Ortega, Mark Meyer, Brian Bush, Colin Connor, Ken Foster, Joe Fable, Laura Covery, Sarah Mangano, and our court reporter.
Great. Well, the first item for business will be the adoption of the minutes for the Commission's February 20th, 2015 meeting. May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved. Ann Baker.
Great. Seconded or without objection?
We will need to do the vote by roll call.
We will. Okay.
Yes.
Let's move.
Chair Newsom?
Yes. Yes on this.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortega?
Aye.
Great. Minutes are adopted. The next order of business, the executive officer's report. Ms. Lucchese, if you look forward to your presentation.
I don't have a report.
That's why I was saying I look forward to it. Unbelievably brief to the point. There's nothing about it we can critique.
There you go.
There's nothing you said. Next order of business will be the adoption of the consent calendar. And I want to just check if anyone in any location wishes to speak on this item.
There is, this is Mark Meyer, Chief Counsel. There is no one here to speak on anything on consent.
Great. No one here. Well, if not, we'll now proceed with the vote on the consent calendar. Can I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved. Ann Baker.
And is there a second?
Yes. Irena Ortega, I'll second.
Great. And so we'll do a vote by roll call.
Good morning, members of the Commission. My name is Ken Foster. I'm a public land manager with the Commission's Land Management Division. I'm here to present information on calendar item C2. This item asks the Commission to consider the following: certification of a final environmental impact report, adopt findings, a statement of overriding considerations, and a mitigation monitoring program, and authorize issuance of a general lease industrial use to Tesoro Refining and Marketing Company, LLC, for the continued operation and maintenance of an existing marine oil terminal wharf and for marine oil terminal engineering and maintenance standards or MOTEMS compliance-related construction and renovations of the terminal. I'll be presenting background information on the existing terminal and the proposed lease. Sarah Mangano, Senior Environmental Scientist with the Commission's Division of Environmental Planning and Management, will be presenting information on the MOTEMS required renovations and the EIR. Representatives from Tesoro are also present and available to answer questions as needed. Slide 2 shows the Tesoro Avon Marine Oil Terminal location. The terminal is located in Contra Costa County just east of the Highway 680 Bridge in the Cartina Strait near the city of Martinez. Slide 3 shows the existing and proposed terminal facilities. Existing terminal facilities include the primary wharf area consisting of Berth 1 and the approachway or trestle and Berth 5. Berth 1 is currently being used for the transfer of petroleum products, while Berth 5 is inactive. Proposed construction activities include the addition of Berth 1A adjacent to Berth 1. Once completed, Berth 1A will replace the operations currently being conducted at Berth 1. The project also includes the demolition of Berth 5 and installation of an osprey nesting platform away from the terminal to replace an existing nest site that will be lost when Berth 5 is removed. Slide 4 shows basic lease provisions. The new 30-year lease term would begin January 1, 2015. The lease would authorize Tesoro to conduct refined petroleum product and intermediate petroleum product transfer operations, maintain the existing facilities, conduct periodic maintenance dredging, and perform MOTEMS compliance-related renovations. To address the concern raised by the controller at the Commission's February 20, 2015 meeting, Tesoro has agreed to a lease provision that specifically prohibits crude oil transfers at the Avon facility without prior Commission authorization. Tesoro may request authorization to amend the lease to allow crude oil transfers at a later date, but this action is not part of the Commission's consideration at this time. A base rent of $302,263 would be set for the first year of the lease and would be adjusted annually using a consumer price index adjustment of the prior year.
Slide 7. The EIR analyzes the environmental impacts from a new 30-year lease for Tesoro and from renovations to the Avon Terminal required by MOTEM. Scope of MOTEM's renovations includes construction of a new berthing area called Berth 1A, decommissioning of the currently operational Berth 1, repairs, retrofits, and renovations to the approachway and pipeway, and demolition and removal of the existing but non-operational Berth 5. Slide 8, the EIR identifies potentially significant adverse impacts from this project. All impacts associated with MOTEM's renovations have been mitigated to less than significant, but some of the impacts associated with the issuance of the new 30-year lease are more significant. They recognize that there are inherent risks to public health and safety and to the environment at any facility where petroleum products are routinely transferred over water. Even with the application of all feasible mitigation measures, some of the impacts can't be reduced to less than significant. Those impacts are identified in the EIR in the sections for operational safety, biological resources, water quality, land use and recreation, and visual resources, but they all fall into two categories. Those of impacts from ballast water discharge and hull fouling by vessels, and impacts that might occur from a large oil spill. The complete mitigation monitoring program with all the mitigation measures is included as Exhibit C in your packet. However, due to the current lack of effective systems for the treatment of ballast water to remove all non-indigenous organisms and the inherent possibility of an accidental oil spill, in spite of all available best management practices and safety technologies, these potential environmental impacts still remain significant. There are benefits to the proposed project that the Commission may choose to find outweigh the unavoidable adverse environmental impacts. Maintaining existing and operational facilities such as the Avon Terminal, which currently meets all state and local environmental requirements, is critical to meeting existing and future demand for fuel in California. Although California continues to advance towards alternative fuels, petroleum currently remains the state's primary source of transportation energy. Any future projects to construct petroleum product storage and handling capacity would require extensive environmental assessment and have significant environmental impacts that exceed those associated with maintaining the existing infrastructure, such as the Avon Terminal. The Statement of Overriding Considerations is included as Exhibit D and provides an explanation as to why the benefits associated with this project outweigh the unavoidable adverse impacts. Excuse me. Staff recommends.
And I appreciate the patience of Tesoro and others as it relates to just getting some additional facts. We were blessed to have a number of meetings over the last week or so, and I know Commissioner Yee's office did as well, and so very appreciative to everybody for their willingness to indulge us. And as was noted before when we asked for this continuance, the intention was not to delay this, but just to get some answers, and we're very hopeful now with that behind us that we can get this project done and complete, and grateful again for everyone's willingness to be as cooperative as they were. So I just wanted to express that, and now ask if there's anyone from the public that wishes to express a point of view. See none, we'll close public comment, and I'll ask the commissioners if there's a motion to support and move forward with the authorization or rather the issuance of the lease.
This is Ann Baker. I move the recommended commission actions as outlined in the PowerPoint on page 8.
Great. Is there a second?
Yes, this is Irene Ortega. I will second.
Great. We'll do a vote by roll.
Chair Newsom?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortega?
Great.
Great.
Move forward. Thank you. Now, are there any other members of the public that wish to address the commission during this open public comment period? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Do any of the commissioners have any additional comments or questions? Seeing none, this concludes the open meeting, and we'll now adjourn into closed session. Will the public please?
Thank you.
Clear the room, as they say. You, this one's happy to clear it. Thank you.